Yeah, right now I'm in Fukuoka, which is on the other side from Tokyo.
Well, it's amazing. I think this says so much. When Buck Showalter trots up the minor league managers, it's not just for some show me event. Every scout, every minor league person, development guy, every scout that works for you and coach that works for you, all levels of an organization in baseball, it's really quite different than all the other sports. It takes to win in a given year, and it takes to sustain winning. And right now, all these guys that you've worked so hard to develop in the minor leagues these last few years are getting to the big leagues, like Dylan Bundy right now, and you're in Japan scouting the next guy.
Yeah, that's right, Brett. I mean, people don't understand it, nor do we expect them to understand. You're operating from the now into as much as 8 to 10 years in the future. I always say, when we sign the Caribbean player at 16 years old, those guys you're hoping in 7 or 8 years come through. But the Dylan Bundy situation is just an example of some reward for a lot of people who've worked very hard throughout this.
So he's made 23 starts in the minor leagues, John. Tell us about his season and the progression he's made since day one. He was so dominant, low A ball with Delmarva and through his time in Bowie.
Yeah, and what we've tried to do is stay focused on the plan to have him ready in case something like this did happen. And so you have to give credit to all three, Buck, Rick Peterson, Dan Duquette, in sticking with that plan. He still has innings left. He started off slow on the five-inning progression, but did his checkpoints as he went through. And then still has a good 10 to 15 more innings if needed. Could be stretched out a little bit more than that given the time frame. But he steadily produced the way what we hoped he would produce. Early on, I think we talked before, he put up numbers that none of us imagined he would. But stayed steady through it, and I give Dylan a lot of credit because he stayed mentally strong throughout. Because like any good young player, they're aggressive in their own mind, and they feel they're ready at any time.
And, John, I know he's very young. He will be, if he debuts this season, the youngest Oriole since 1967 to make a major league debut. So it is rare. You see it every once in a while, and we've seen it recently. We've seen how young Manny Machado is, Bryce Harper, and Mike Trout. So it does happen. But is there a risk involved when you call a player up this early?
No, I don't believe so, especially when you look at the mental makeup of Dylan, how he prepares for a game and the mindset, and I think he will come up ready to go forward with what's needed. Keep in mind, we're not sure exactly how he'll be used throughout the rest of the year, so he may be called on for one inning, he may be called on for a start. That would totally be up to Buck and Dan, but he's ready for the challenge and wants the challenge, and I don't see any risk at all at this point.
And for all the fans who've heard so much about him but have never actually seen him pitch, tell us about his arsenal and what separates him from the hundreds of other first-round picks that have come through each minor league organization for all 30 clubs. What makes this guy special?
Well, with Dylan, it's his current pitching vocabulary and the caliber of it. It's not – you always talk about present and future. With Dylan, he has 3 to 4 average or better pitches now in the big league. It's just a matter of commanding them. When you look at the curveball, if he throws a curveball for a strike, he's going to get hitters out. If he doesn't, then he'll struggle. But he throws the fastball generally up to 98 miles an hour, a comfort zone of 93 to 98 with the curveball, with a changeup, with a feel for all of it. If he throws it in the zone, he'll be affected.
John Stockstill joining us from Japan, the director of minor league development for the Baltimore Orioles. Perhaps looking for the next Dylan Bundy or the next Wei-Yin Chen. We'll have to wait and see. But, John, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.